Airline stocks plummeted today on the first day of trading since the air attacks last Tuesday. Most U.S. airlines have already trimmed their flight schedules by about 20%. And today, U.S. Airways announced that it will eliminate about 11,000 jobs, almost a quarter of its workforce. NPR's Adam Hochberg has been following developments in the airline industry. Adam, it's not just U.S. Airways. There are other airlines announcing layoffs, too.
That's right. Continental started it over the weekend with a series of 12,000 what they call furloughs. And we just got word about an hour ago that America West is going to lay off about 2,000 employees. Northwest Airlines has announced that it's going to lay off some pilots and some flight attendants. We don't have specific numbers on that, but union officials tell us they've been told to prepare for some job reductions there as well. So this is an industry-wide issue.
But the problem for U.S. Airways isn't just where they fly, but their hub airport, National Airport in Washington.
Yeah, that's one of a few hubs that U.S. Airways has. National Airport Reagan National remains closed. It's not clear when it will reopen because it's so close to the Pentagon and other sensitive government buildings in Washington. That's a big problem for several airlines, but none more so than U.S. Airways, which really makes a lot of money on its Northeast shuttle flights that come in and out of Washington National. It's made a bad situation worse for U.S. Airways because they weren't doing well even before last Tuesday. They were having a good deal of financial problems there. Proposed merger with United had fallen through, and it wasn't clear that U.S. Airways was going to exist as a company much longer, even before Tuesday's terrorist attack. Now it's really an open question what will happen to that company.
Well, let's try to set aside a brief time since last week, perhaps another week, when air travel is really down and when National Airport, Reagan National, is closed in Washington, or even closed longer than that. Setting aside those issues, how serious is it for the airline industry in the U.S. More broadly than that?
Well, they say very serious. They say they're losing, as an industry, $250 million a day. They say that, first of all, again, before the terrorist attacks, business travel was way down, fuel costs were up. Now they say people simply aren't flying. They're postponing their vacations, they're putting off their business trips. The planes are in the air. Most of the service has been restored across the country, but there aren't a lot of passengers in those planes, and they say they cannot continue to operate like that.
And that's why airline stocks fell so sharply today?
Yeah, and also on Wall Street, there's not a lot of hope for a quick recovery. This, in a lot of analysts' view, is not something that will clear up, that the public will suddenly flock back to airports in a couple of weeks. They anticipate this being a long-term issue. And one thing that was indicative of where traders' minds were today on Wall Street, one of the few industries where stocks went up today were companies that make teleconferencing equipment.
Mm-hmm.
The idea being that people are not going to travel for business as much, and they're going to use teleconferencing machines to meet with people electronically instead of meeting with them in person.
Is U.S. Airways, by the way, the worst off of all of the airlines in the U.S.?
Well, it's one of the worst off. There was one regional carrier in North Carolina, Midway Airlines, that shut down its operation last week, the day after the attack. They were already in Chapter 11. But there are quite a few airlines that are not doing well.
And would the aid and loan guarantees from Congress that the airlines want, would that seem to address their problems, or are there still bigger issues here?
Well, the House is considering a $15 billion aid package, so that would help some. Really, the issue for the airlines is one of timing. They say they need aid right now. They're losing money every day, and Congress is not going to be back in town until Thursday.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
NPR's Adam Hochberg.